I think the hardest part of being an entrepreneur is the vulnerability we experience every day. Things can be going so well, and one phone call, one email, one knock on your door changes everything. You go from "I can take on the world" to "Oh my gosh, am I going to be here tomorrow?" The frequency of that vacillation between high and low is incredibly difficult to maintain and requires the highest level of courage. Not when you're on top, but every time you are experiencing a challenge. Meditation 18 is a reminder to me about the absolute frequency, this high frequency journey we are on as an entrepreneur. Up today, down tomorrow, up the next day, down the next, and then down the next, and then down the next, and then up the next. It's exhausting and requires a level of tenacity and courage that seems superhuman at times. Meditation 18 reads like this: I am courageous. Yesterday's courage belongs to yesterday. Today's courage creates tomorrow. I repeat, I am courageous. Yesterday's courage belongs to yesterday. Today's courage creates tomorrow. It's not that today's courage belongs to today. It's that the courage that I express today determines whether I will have a good tomorrow or an average tomorrow or a bad tomorrow. And yet every day I am demanded to have courage. My courage of yesterday means absolutely nothing. My courage today serves tomorrow. We are bound to mess up as entrepreneurs with our clients. Some entrepreneurs shy away, run away, hide away, and are afraid of the conflict and the confrontation and the criticism that comes from engaging an irate client. I remember one of these clients where we had wholeheartedly messed up. There was absolutely no doubt as to who was responsible. There were no excuses, and even if there were, I wasn't certainly going to present them. As I sat being lambasted and being told how useless my organization was, how I had let them down, how I had embarrassed them in front of their bosses, after they had vented, I slowly started to construct a different future with the client, talking about how we would remedy, how we would fix, how we would make sure this never happens again. And for some years, that didn't happen again. We became incredibly important suppliers to this client. And then guess what? It happened again. And the courage that I had mustered 3 or 4 years earlier, where I'd gone to the client to receive my beating, to receive my chastisement, to receive my criticism, had no bearing on today. It was all used up. I couldn't take credit for the courage that I had 3 or 4 years ago. I had to go face the music again. And ironically, it required even more courage this time. But that's what I had to do, and that's what I did. I mustered that courage, went in, and received my talking to. And as a result, retained the client. A third chance. Who gets third chances today? Only those that have the courage to go back again and stand and represent your mistake with vulnerability, with integrity, with a real desire to fix it, to be better. I am courageous. Yesterday's courage belongs to yesterday. Today's courage creates tomorrow.